is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Happy Tuesday. March Madness is upon us. We got one team that is taking up its slot, its space in the field of 64. Congratulations to Alabama State. They just beat St. Francis 70-68 to secure themselves a spot in the big dance. They will take on Auburn on Thursday. We'll hear the final call on what was an exciting end to the game in a minute. You can tell 70-68, a big layup at the end of the game kind of sealed the deal. And then we got North Carolina and San Diego State. There's a lot of action going on in Dayton, Ohio. Man, this show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can. We got a new number. So pay attention. The number 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about a lot. The day started with Major League Baseball in Japan. Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1. And then we're ending with a little bit of March Madness. And then we've had plenty of things that took place in the middle of the day. Brandon Graham decided to retire from the Philadelphia Eagles. Cincinnati Bengals introducing their wide receivers to the public with their new contracts. I'm talking about Ja'Marr Chase and also T. Higgins. And as we continue with the show, of course, we're going to talk more basketball and more football. We're going to talk about it all. And at the end, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. As I just mentioned to you minutes ago, literally in the last break as we were getting ready to head to commercial, Alabama State, they claimed their first tournament win in a thriller, 70-68. They beat St. Francis. This game literally came down to the wire. The largest lead for St. Francis was 9 points. The largest lead for Arizona State. The largest lead for Alabama State was 4 points. And the game was literally decided on a layup at the end of the game. Amar Knox missed a free throw. St. Francis got the ball back. They immediately turned it over, even though they had a chance to win the game or at least put some points on the board to take the lead. And then Alabama State got the ball back on the far end of the court where the turnover took place. They needed to get the ball to the other side to try to have a chance to score. And, well, the guy who threw the inbound pass, he might need a contract in the NFL. He might need a contract in Major League Baseball. I want you to take a listen. This is courtesy of Westwood One.
Simpson will inbound under his own basket. Pinedo pressures the ball. He throws a baseball right-hand pass, arcing toward the far free throw line. It's loose out of the basket. Laid up and in by Knox. 7/10 of a second to go. Amar Knox gives Alabama State the lead, 70-68. Simpson with his right hand received a 90-foot pass the length of the floor. It was knocked off 2, 3, 4 hands. Knox grabbed it on the left block. He laid it up and in, and Alabama State, with 7/10 of a second to go, leads 70-68 over St. Francis. Welcome to March.
And St. Francis, they had their chance. They had their opportunity at a heave on the other side of the court, and it missed. That's all she wrote. Alabama State moving on to face Auburn in the round of 64. St. Francis is going home. In approximately 20 minutes, we'll see a matchup between North Carolina and San Diego State. Now, we've heard all there is to hear about North Carolina and why they got in and why West Virginia didn't get in. Well, I want you to hear the head coach of North Carolina, Hubert Davis. He says, you know what? I don't care what anybody is saying about me or North Carolina. We're going to play this basketball game. We're going to take on San Diego State. And I haven't listened to nobody.
I didn't listen to Bracketology. I didn't listen after our name was selected on CBS. I didn't listen to the telecast. I haven't listened to anybody's comments in regards to selection, seedings. And so I know that we're really excited to be a part of this.
Man, he better win this game today. He better win this game tonight. People will be calling for his backside. And he just got that contract extension. But people will be ready to light him up if they don't win tonight. It's real simple. San Diego State, on the other hand, nobody giving anybody a hard time about them. And their head coach, Brian Dutcher, says, yeah, we've gone on runs, but this first four thing is pretty new. Listen to this.
I've been to four national championship games, three at Michigan as an assistant, once as the head coach at San Diego State, but I've never been in the first four. So this is a new experience. It's rapid. Coaches are overthinkers anyway, so we always complain and worry we don't have enough time to get ready. But at the end of the day, March is for players. So our guys will be ready.
And we'll see. That game is going to tip off in about 15 minutes from now. You know, we discussed a lot of the controversy about North Carolina getting in and not West Virginia. Ironically, when we started the show a couple of hours ago, the head coach of West Virginia, Darian DeVries, well, he's no longer the coach at West Virginia because we had some breaking news when we came on air. He's gone from West Virginia. This man is now replacing Mike Woodson as the head coach of the Hoosiers. Listen to this from CBS Sports HQ.
We've got breaking news out of college basketball where Indiana is hiring West Virginia's Darian DeVries as its next head coach. That's been confirmed by our Matt Norlander. DeVries spent the past season in Morgantown going 19-13 while controversially missing the NCAA tournament. Prior to that, he spent 6 years at Drake leading the Bulldogs to three appearances in the Big Dance. He'll take over for Mike Woodson, who stepped down at the end of this season after 4 years in Bloomington and just won two NCAA tournament appearances.
Apparently his son is going to follow him over. What a shock, right? Yeah, his son is going to leave West Virginia and join dad. And if he's healthy enough, that's good for the Hoosiers. And meanwhile, Mike Woodson, I guess he just counts his money. Congratulations to the team that just moved forward. They show an Alabama State celebrating in the locker room as they have made the round of 64. Good for them. Meanwhile, we got more basketball tomorrow, not just North Carolina and San Diego State coming up. I would expect North Carolina to win this one. Tomorrow, we have Mount St. Mary's versus American, and we also have Xavier versus the Texas Longhorns. And so the winner between Mount St. Mary's and American, they will go ahead and take on Duke. And I know there was a lot of concern last week about what happens with Cooper Flagg, just named All-American. This guy's a freshman. I wouldn't be surprised if he won Player of the Year. But he's going to be ready to go. And the head coach of Duke, John Shire, he basically said, man, we trying to lock in and win the whole thing. Listen to this.
I want our guys to block out as much as he can. Obviously, the tournament is talked about so much, but in terms of predictions or in terms of what else is happening, because it's so fragile, you know, and you want to make the most of each moment and just really staying locked in the present. So that's going to be my main messaging to the team.
Wow. Hickey, you can't take phones, can you? Can't do that, right? No.
No, you can't.
Can't do that. How do you keep the guys off of social media? You can't do that either. It's impossible.
Unless you bring LeBron in for his, what does he call it, 0-23-30 or whatever it is, or 0-dark-23.
This is why stay off of social media during the playoffs?
Right. I don't know if you could bring him in on a little, you know, Zoom call to explain why he does it, and maybe you can give them all, what does he read? Is it The Godfather?
No. LeBron?
Yeah.
Don't they say LeBron is always on the first page of every book he reads? They're like, every time they're photographing him with a book open, he's always on page number one.
Right. I forget. I think it's The Godfather. I could be wrong, though. But like every year, he reads like the same book around playoff time. He shuts off social media.
Okay.
Outside of that, yeah, good luck trying to tell 18 to 22-year-old kids, hey, stay off social media at probably the time they're the most popular in their life.
Wait, so LeBron James, he can tune out the noise in the playoffs, but that's why he yelled at Stephen A. Smith last week, right?
Yes, because he's allowed to absorb the noise because it's not playoff time yet.
Ah, okay. All right. And how's that groin doing? Do we know? Same groin?
Well, haven't heard anything, which I'm not sure if that's good or bad right now.
It's vacation. Vacation. Hey, good luck to all the student athletes that are trying to avoid verbal abuse, digital abuse over these next couple of days. Speaking of abuse, what a world we live in. Hickey, did you see, what is this, X or Twitter? They now want me to be, oh, it's presented by Uber Eats. They want me to be a degenerate gambler? Is this what this is?
Essentially, that's what they're pushing to all Twitter users.
So this is new. When it was Twitter, this never happened. Here's the deal. If you are on X or Twitter, I don't know if you want this. If you build the best basketball bracket on X, you can win up to $100,000. If you have a perfect bracket, you win a trip to Mars. Like, this is really what Twitter, Elon Musk, X, I should call it, is what they're selling right now. The best bracket wins $100,000, close but not perfect. You get $100K, and if you have a perfect bracket, you win a trip to Mars. Wouldn't you be a corpse by the time you get there?
Probably. Right? I mean, probably.
And what are you doing when you get there? You're
waving
on Mars. What?
You're waving at it and turning back?
You're going to Mars to wave? Wave at who?
Are you getting out? Are you getting out of the shuttle?
I do not want to go to Mars. This is a nice gimmick. I like it, right? Is it not a clever marketing whatever, right? We're talking about it. That's the point.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Oh my God.
What happened?
I just looked it up. Do you know how long it would take to go to Mars?
Yeah, I looked it up too. Not that long.
What?
A human mission to Mars and back, including time on the surface, could take roughly 2 to 3 years with current technology, with the travel time to Mars estimated at around 6 to 7 months each way. That's shorter than what I thought.
And that's the reward you get for having the first ever perfect bracket, is to waste 2 to 3 years of your life in a rocket that you're not even probably sure is going to come back in one piece?
Oh, my God. Damn. Well, then they just get those astronauts back?
It's the moon.
They weren't at the moon. They were just hanging out, right, in the atmosphere. I don't know.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. Technically right. Space station. My apologies.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, how long does that take to get there? A day?
I don't know. They were up there. They were up there for a little less than a year.
That's nightmare fuel.
I don't know. Who wants to go to Mars?
How, just has that the money.
Right. Good point. So what do you get if you have a close to perfect bracket? So I guess you get the $100,000 and you get a trip to Mars. Now, is that worth it? Is that worth it? $100,000. How much would you have to get paid to go to Mars?
Honestly,
knowing that you might die going and coming.
I was just there's not a price. I don't think there's a price. I watch Interstellar recently, that kind of messed me up a little bit. Like, that's one where, like, there's no way I'm going out to space and not knowing if I'm going to come back or not.
Oh, my God. Well, you can take, I guess, a SpaceX will take you there.
Okay. Is there a number for you?
What, to go to Mars?
If I said right now $50 million for you to go to Mars, are you saying yes or no?
No, bro. I don't want to get in a hot air balloon, okay? Airplanes are enough for me. I don't need a hot air balloon. I don't need to get on a roller coaster. Do you do roller coasters?
I do. I don't hate them.
I'm done. I'm finished. I retired from roller coasters like 10 years ago.
Hung it up.
Listen, man. I'm not. Going outside is enough of a thrill for me, okay? Walking down the street and seeing some of the things that I see and experience is enough for me. I don't need to jump into some thing that's going to throw me around at 90 miles per hour. I see enough idiots doing that on the highway. I don't need to pay for a thrill, you know? No thanks. True. No amount of money. I'm good on an airplane, Hickey. I do not need to go under the sea. I don't need to go under the water. I am perfectly fine here on land, on a boat, in an airplane, and that's it. So you can take Mars complete. Hickey, if they said, hey, a civilization has ended, we have to evacuate the planet, I'd be like, bye. I mean, I'll see y'all later. I'll be right here, okay?
Get the lawn chair out, park down, and say, all right, I'm riding this one out.
Listen, have you ever seen that movie? I mean, there's a bunch of them where the asteroid hits Earth. I'm trying to remember the one with Bruce Willis. I don't know. Anyway, I'd be sitting here. I'd be like, man, I'm done. Get myself a good drink. A solid. I sound like Aaron Rodgers when they drafted Jordan Love. Get myself a four-finger shot. And
It's a lot of booze.
Yeah, sit on a shot. Yeah, sit in the front yard and just
watch the world burn.
Yeah, basically.
You got a front row seat. Everyone else is flying out of their chairs like, what's the rush?
No, I don't need that crap in my life. Man, and if the people go to space, they come back, their bones are weak and stuff, Hickey, I'm good.
2 to 3 years.
I thought it was going to be longer, okay?
I thought it was going to be short. Like, you're advertising a trip to Mars. I thought it'd be like you get there in a week, maybe you go back in a week, and like, that's it. 2 to 3 years for this?
Has anybody ever had a perfect bracket?
Never. Oh, at least in terms of like the recorded ones online and stuff.
Here we go. See, now Warren Buffett is better. He's a better billionaire than Musk. Warren Buffett offered $1 billion to anybody who had a perfect bracket. He didn't offer to send you to Mars. So $1 billion? Would you go to Mars for $1 billion?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's no, I would just not. What's the point of getting $1 billion if you come back dead?
You're right.
And if you want to get real, you know, kind of a conspiracy theory here, if they're paying you $1 billion and you come back,
they're going to kill you on purpose.
What's the incentive to bring it back?
Yeah, they'll kill you on purpose. The closest anyone has ever gotten on a men's bracket was an Ohio man in 2019. He predicted the entire tournament into the Sweet 16. That was 2019 is the closest that someone has publicly gotten.
And that's just the Sweet 16. Wow.
Yeah. So bottom line is nobody has to worry. Elon Musk is not sending anybody to Mars. Because ain't nobody going to have a perfect bracket. And then you got to fill out this perfect bracket on X. I don't know. Is somebody going to end up with $100,000 courtesy of Mr. Musk, I guess? But going to Mars? And probably not so much. Congratulations to Alabama State. I know where they're going. They're going to the round of 64. Alabama State just beat St. Francis 70-68. We are minutes away from North Carolina starting versus San Diego State. That game will tip off in a matter of minutes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. If you want to call up, must I remind you, it's a new number here. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about something that happened in the middle of the day. We had a retirement, and then we had a couple of NFL players getting some big bucks. I'm talking Brandon Graham, and then also T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
888 710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The second game of the first four is underway. North Carolina, San Diego State. They just got started and tied at 2 points. Hubert Davis already looks worried. I'm just exaggerating. As they try to figure out the shot clock. Well, not the clock, just the clock in general. Only about a minute and change has gone off of the clock. We'll keep you up to date on all the games as they continue on here on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before the break, we talked about the game that already concluded, Alabama State knocking off St. Francis 70-68. And so Alabama State, they now have a date with Auburn. They go ahead and play Auburn on Thursday. We also talked about how if you use X or Twitter or whatever the hell they call it now, if you have a perfect bracket, which is almost impossible, you can win a trip to Mars or $100,000. Also, and Hickey, this is why X is such a disastrous place. In a span of like 90 seconds, I saw the promotion to go to Mars if you have a perfect bracket. I then saw Antonio Brown yelling publicly, sharing private messages with the mother of his son. And then I saw Kanye West is once again losing his mind, literally this second as we speak. So there you have the beauty of X.
Yeah, it's quite a beaut, would you say? Never know what you're going to see when you log on.
Yeah. Was anything positive that stood out to you today on X? Anything positive?
Positive.
Yeah. Anything positive? Anything?
I don't have any positives. See, I can add to the negatives, though, if you want to do that.
Oh, no. Was there something else negative today?
Did you see what Cameron Brink, WNBA Spark star, had to say about a recent tweet by the team?
Was that from today? She says she doesn't want the men, you know, getting frisky with her, right?
Yes, essentially.
Was there more to that?
No, I saw that today. Oh, okay. I thought she put it out today. They put the tweet out over the weekend, and I will say, when I saw that tweet, I said, oh boy, these replies must be interesting, and I definitely scrolled, and maybe disappointed is not the right word, but definitely not disappointed with the responses that you assumed would be in there.
Yeah. So bottom line, the Los Angeles Sparks are looking for male practice players. Right? Is that what it is?
That is correct.
They want the women to practice against the men.
Right. Whether it's, I'm sure, size-wise as well, whatever it may be they're looking for. I think this is a practice used by a lot of WNBA teams and even maybe some college teams too.
Right.
And they put a picture of Cameron Brink, Kelsey Plum, a few other players. And let's just say a lot of men... Let's just say that post got a lot of attention, and that was a job that has a lot of demand, we'll say, or maybe supply.
Now, are these legitimate basketball players or trolls that are, you know?
I would say probably 99% were trolls. Okay. No basketball experience, looking for something else.
Looking for a cheap thrill on a basketball court.
Right. Okay. Yes. That were hoping to play some rebound defense maybe or something like that.
Ah, okay. A little box out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they really wanted to just, you know, practice that over and over again. So
what a world.
Now, Cameron Brink does not feel great about whoever's coming to the building. So you could thank X for that as well, looked at the replies and saw what sickos are out there.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Well, who is this? There's a tree. Who's this tree on San Diego State? Hickey, you see this guy?
I do. Number zero, which I feel like makes him look even taller.
Yeah, he has a Joel Embiid knee brace on, but that guy has to be about, how tall do you think he is?
Let's see, I got to look at him again just to get some perspective.
He's
6'10".
Yeah, he looks taller than that. He's so skinny. Let's see how tall he is. He's going to end up being like 8 feet tall.
Go 6'10 here.
Guath. M. Guath is his last name. Oh, he's 7 feet flat. Oh, okay. My God. He's 7 feet, 205 pounds.
You said 205?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep.
It's emaciated.
Yeah, well, he's...
Holy cow.
He's a freshman, Hickey. What do you want from this guy?
To do a bench press.
I mean, he's got... Remember Kevin Durant? Could Kevin Durant do a bench press?
I was just about to say, who's benching more right now, Kevin Durant or this guy?
Oh.
Probably Kevin Durant, but that's not saying much.
Kevin Durant probably never laid down on a bench since that time he did. What was that, at Texas or the NBA Combine? When was that?
NBA Combine. And I think it was like 35 on each end. I don't think he can get one.
Yeah, well, he's one of the greatest scorers I've ever seen in my life.
Also, can't do a calf raise either. It hasn't stopped him.
Wait. You talking about now because of the Achilles?
Oh, no. I meant like just because his legs are so skinny.
Oh.
Like he's just a stick. It's not like he has huge legs and like a foot. Yeah, it was a joke.
He's filled out proportionally as he's gotten older, you know?
No, he has. He's definitely leaner and more muscular. Got some definition, but still, I mean, those legs, still, he's not squatting. I can tell you that. He's not doing any calf raises either.
he ain't nothing but legs in the first place, okay?
That's also true.
Kevin Durant is nothing but arms and legs. And I think as his career's gotten on, you know, he just, his shorts get, he wears the tights. And so his shorts are high up, all you see are legs. It's just, he's a 7 foot tall tree.
He's also done the opposite of Giancarlo Stanton. He's remained flexible, less muscle.
Oh my God.
Less to hurt. And outside of really the, I mean, he's gotten banged up more as he gets older. But still, he's relatively healthy for his age and how much he's played.
Do we even have an update on Giancarlo Stanton and his elbows? They still trying to figure that out?
Still trying to figure that out. From the last I've seen, at least.
How long does it take to figure out whether or not a shot is going to work in your elbows?
I guess you got to keep on waiting to hope that it takes. And then eventually when you say, oh boy, nothing's worked, it's been 3 weeks, I guess now we got to...
cut them open.
That's it. We got to undergo it.
We'll see you in 2026.
You get a two-for-one deal there?
Listen, if this was, it would get them both done. If this was Rendon, he'd be like, cut me today, okay?
Forget the shot. Let's just get it under with.
Just cut me today. And then did he have surgery on his hip? Is that what he did?
Yeah, he's out for it. He could be out the entire year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he signed up for that, sir. That's that surgery. Anthony Rendon is just like, hey, how does the baseball need to change, like, shorten the season? He's like, wait, I can have surgery tomorrow? Let's do it. Let's
and
do
get it. Paid? Yeah. Sign me up.
Let's do it. What a world. Man. Hey, Marco, did you hear about this perfect bracket stuff on X?
I did not.
If you get a perfect bracket, so now because Twitter is now X, you can do other stuff besides send a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a great bracket, you could win like $100,000.
Okay.
If you have a perfect bracket, Elon Musk will send you on SpaceX to Mars.
I get a perfect bracket, and my reward is I got to go to Mars?
Yeah, you go to Mars. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah? Is he going to pay for my time off? Is he going to give my job back when I get laid off because I'm leaving to go to Mars?
You're going for about 3 years.
Yeah. No, I'm going to pass. Thank you. Pass. Get some money out of this? What the hell am I doing in Mars?
I don't know. How long are you there? You just land and then you look around and come back, I guess, right?
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine there's a lot to do. I don't think the nightlife is all that great, right? I mean,
what's up there? A bunch of red rocks and dust. It's cold up. I heard it's cold. It's like negative 81 Fahrenheit up there, man.
I can't. In theory, like if I'm seven, that sounds awesome. In reality, what the hell am I doing in Mars?
I'm looking for a transformer, right?
Come on, man.
I don't know.
I get a perfect bracket. Out of all the things you could do, I mean, you get a better chance of hit by lightning walking down the street. And then my reward is I got to spend 3 years in space. I have no job, no life, no family, no friends, no nothing. And I'm on Mars for, what, 30 seconds? And then I come home?
You'd be one of the most famous human beings ever. You'd be the first human on Mars.
Man. Naming right? a school after me is not exactly the thing that I've strived for.
Wait. Didn't they take a name off from a school off from one of the astronauts? Did one of the astronauts say something wacky? They removed his name, or am I making that up?
I don't know, but that sounds right
par
on par.
Right. Wouldn't be surprising.
Doesn't it sound right?
You go to outer space and you come back. You're kind of wacko for a little while, right? Start saying wild things here. I don't know. Oh, man. I guess that would make sense.
Well, they did say, I mean, the astronauts that are coming back now, they said they got to, you know, you got to get them a little bit. They haven't had gravity. They haven't had anything for like 9 months or whatever it was. You got to give them some time. They got to see if they get their minds right. Would they make like 3 seasons worth of The Twilight Zone on this? Like, yeah, it takes a little bit.
They were there for a little less than a year. I know about the effects of no gravity. They're coming back like they're probably like Jell-O. Like, what, you just lay in a bed for like 3 months, I guess, right?
I guess. I think it's also, too, like, you're cut off from everything. Like, I think it does. I'm half kidding, but, like, The Twilight Zone made their whole life on this. You know, Rod Serling, you know, you need some sort of companionship, human interaction.
It was two of them up there.
Yeah.
At least they were together, right? If there was one person left up there by themselves, oh, my God.
Well, that's different. I mean, that's...
Give me the blue pill. Is it the red one or the blue one?
I don't know. That's where you need like the, can you go like lay in the thing and then no time goes off and you just lay in like the ice or whatever the hell it is?
Like alien?
Yeah, whatever the hell. I don't know. Zip them up.
What is that called?
No?
You're thinking body bag, bro.
No. No, it's
Cryo, what do they call it? Cryo sleep?
Yeah, there you go.
You want to be like Ted Williams' head.
Well, why not?
For like 3 years.
Didn't like Matt Damon do that for a little bit?
Yeah, Interstellar.
Yeah, right, see?
He's in it for like 30 years, right? Look at his cold water, God. Too.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost like a body bag. They zip you up, put you in the water.
Yeah. I watched it in Alien. I saw it.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver went to sleep for how many, like 3,000 years? I don't know.
Something like that.
And then
that seems like a bit, much. But if you want to take a few years off.
Yeah, but she woke up and aliens are trying to kill her.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. That's what you might be signing up for if you get a perfect bracket, okay?
So that's what it is. So again, we'll go back to that. Perfect bracket, now all of a sudden I'm fighting aliens 3,000 years from now and I'm zip up in the cold water. I mean, what are we doing?
Call Sigourney Weaver before you leave.
I just wanted a couple of bucks. Like, Elon, you can't give me a couple of bucks?
I think he has. What is his net worth, you think? $250?
Yeah, I haven't checked. I don't know. Probably somewhere around there, right?
It's like, what's the point of even looking anymore? Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the studio. My stomach hurts. I want dinner. This guy can just snap his fingers and get it right now.
But see, isn't that the point, though? $250 billion. Somebody does something that's almost impossible to do. You don't get many money. No. I'm going to send you to space.
I shortchanged him. How is this? How? His net worth is $335 billion U.S. dollars.
I don't know. A couple of seconds went by.
He's selling batteries and cars that drive themselves? I mean, damn. Wow. Damn.
I bet you he's got one of those things with the water and the zipper.
To freeze himself?
Well, why not?
I'm sure he has a whole complex under Montana,
Well, that's what I mean. Like, don't you have stuff like on the side? We collect Pokemon cards. Doesn't he have like one of those?
I don't know.
Cryo sleep somewhere just for the hell of it?
One of his kids is named X. Okay. Did you see that?
Wait, so which one came first? The kid or the...
The what?
Or the Twitter? He named the Twitter after the kid or he named the kid after the Twitter?
I think the... I don't know. Good question.
The kid came first.
The kid that was in the White House, right? Wiping his boogers on the desk.
How old's that kid?
He's six.
He's six? He's small. He's six?
A little old to be wiping boogers on the desk.
Well, he'll never go to school. What is he going to school for, right?
That's a good point. $300 billion in your name.
But like, it's not...
What book's going to teach you?
It's literally just X, just a letter. Like, his name is just the letter X.
I can't... I have to text it to you. I can't describe what these... looks like hieroglyphics to me. I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, is it more than that? And you just pronounce it as X? Or is it just actually the letter?
It's letter X, space, a combination of the letter A and E, space, A dash XII.
Is there a law that when you have a lot of money that you got to screw up your kids? Like, is that like actually written down somewhere?
A12. That's how that's said. A12. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, I mean, the kid has to live, right? Granted, he doesn't live in reality. $300 something billion. He doesn't live in reality. But like, I guess, I take it back. Does he have to go to school? Does he have to interact? No, I guess it doesn't matter. But, like, why do we do this to people? What are you doing?
Well, he got $300 million. He can do whatever. The world is in his fingertips, right? I guess it is.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, get a perfect bracket. Go to Mars. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is March 18th. The year is 2025. It's time to go back in time to see what took place this day in sports history. And speaking of North Carolina, if we go back to March 18th, 1995, a former Tar Heel, he unretired and returned to the NBA. His name, Michael Jordan. The facts said, I'm back. Here's ESPN with the story.
Not a huge surprise, but clearly one of the great comebacks since Burt Reynolds' hairline. It came in a two-word statement, which is now just begging to have a Nike campaign built around it. Quote, unquote, I'm back. That's all Jordan said on Saturday. That was really all Jordan needed to say as his 17-month retirement came to an end. He will be back on Sunday when the Bulls play the Pacers, and probably not so coincidentally, the game is on national TV. The Bulls arrived in Indianapolis on Saturday night. And while Michael Jordan was not on the team charter, he will be there by game time, and that makes Phil Jackson happy.
We're all very happy about this. We think it's going to be great for our basketball club. We hope expectations, which are going to be high, aren't overreaching for what we have as a basketball club. We're just glad he's getting back on the court.
Well, we know ultimately Michael Jordan, well, he did come back. They didn't win a championship that year. How the hell could they? Actually lost to the Orlando Magic in the semifinals, and then Michael Jordan had a full season, and then he went back to back to back. Yeah, Michael Jordan proclaimed he was back March 18th in 1995. Let's move forward just a little bit. Let's go to 2016, because Middle Tennessee, they surprised Michigan State in the first round of March Madness. They beat them 90-81. They became the 8th 15th seed to upset a number 2 seed in the first round. This is courtesy of CBS.
This is your classic David versus Goliath here. 15-2 Michigan State. Many feel have the firepower to make a run at a national championship.
You're right. And also Harris are able to sit down.
Oh,
and knock down shots as well.
Darnell Harris hits a three. Izzo couldn't call timeout fast enough.
Down inside.
Harris foul. Got it. Darnell Harris and one. Inside. Knocked away. Raymond got it. A steal. And here come Middle Tennessee. Wide to the lane. Give it up. Upshaw. Throw down. And a foul. Middle Tennessee's had the lead the whole way. That's it. The Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee, a 15 seed, has won it, and they are moving on.
Well, we talked about Tom Izzo earlier on in the show. The last championship was 2000. He is not looking for any type of upsets at all. They take on the Bryant Bulldogs on Friday night. And there you have it. Those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Speaking of some recent history, earlier this afternoon, we talked about the retirement of Brandon Graham. And we also had Ja'Marr Chase, who spoke today as he picked up the biggest non-quarterback contract in the entire NFL. Both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, they spoke to the media. And I guess when you get paid, I don't know, about $41 million a year, Ja'Marr Chase was asked about, you know, his favorite part about playing in Cincinnati. And Ja'Marr Chase told everybody this.
I like Cincinnati because it gives me the opportunity to come here and focus. You know, I'm not distracted out here. It's not too many things to get me, you know, off pace out here, you know, and it's strictly what I'm focused on. That's really tunnel vision for me to play football. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the food's not the best. We could work on that, but...
Chilly,
I'm from New Orleans. I'm not used to the food yet. But, you know, overall, I mean, honestly, I just think that's the biggest picture for me is that, it's, you know, I don't have no distractions here and I can just play football. And my quarterback's here. And T here.
Okay. Yeah, Cincinnati. Hickey, bad food and nothing to do.
The nicest diss I guess you'll ever hear.
He said there's nothing to do here and the food is not good.
But otherwise, I love it.
Yeah, thank you for the, you know, 40 and a quarter that I'll be making every year. And not too shabby. And good for T. Higgins. He'll be sticking around to $28 million a year for the next 4 years. Now, just be warned. If you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan, you already know this. There will be no defense played. They might as well just gear up all on offense. Greatest show on turf. Don't invest a dollar into the defense. And just make sure that you got a good massage therapist for Joe Burrow's arm. Because that guy's arm is going to fall the hell off. And good luck to the Cincinnati Bengals, as Joe Burrow's going to be tasked with doing all of the work along with his wide receivers. North Carolina is leading San Diego State 27-13 with a shot and a crack at March Madness on the line. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much for staying tuned in and locked in. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and we'll be giving you a new top six list. We'll have an idea about who won. We will know who won. And man, we got more baseball in the morning, early in the morning, with the Dodgers and the Cubs. Got a lot going on. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Please be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Hickey.